Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt Ends Break continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what? I think we should contemplate buying. She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air.
So you just threw her
on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Got a lot going on today in the final hour of the show.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
You got it, Dan. Let's get the job done. We got Statter Story coming up here in a little bit. I made a promise yesterday that I'm going to go back on briefly, but not on an extended period. I just want to give an update on
where we're
at.
You're already breaking promises, huh?
I am, yeah.
Promises made, promises broken.
Kind of like the county's doing. Anyways,
well,
I did want to ask this question.
Yeah.
Because I saw this headline, and it made me chuckle, and I thought, that's kind of cool, but also, would you want it? So Spain just won the World Cup on Sunday.
Yes, they did. They had to Photoshop our president out.
Oh, of their championship picture, because he was standing too close?
Is it the Google phone? It's one of the Androids, I think, where you take a photo, and
you,
there's
like,
something in it,
person.
You circle it, and it disappears.
Yeah, get him out of there.
They did that with our president. Because he did not move off the stage when they did the
trophy. Yeah, dude, like, if you're Spain, why do I want him in my World Cup championship picture? I don't want that going on.
No doubt.
Right? If we won a World Cup in Saudi Arabia in 2034, I don't want a crown prince in the background of my photo. Get out of here. The numbers, by the way, were finally in for the final, the World Cup final. It drew, 38.937 average million viewers, and it peaked over 50 million viewers. In the United States.
What will that number be in the United States for the Saudi Arabia one?
That is a great question.
Because I would venture to go as bold as saying half.
What is the best possible time that they could schedule a game in Saudi Arabia for it to be watchable? Like, is that possible?
Play
a 9 p.m. game, is it a... Like, what's the time difference between us and Saudi Arabia?
That's a great question.
Let me look that up, and then I'll try and come
it
up with an answer for you.
Saudi Arabia, Eastern time is 7 hours ahead.
So they're 7 hours ahead of Eastern time?
They're 10 hours
ahead of us. So 10 hours ahead of us on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, you do it. You just have to play games really late into the evening.
I'm not watching those games.
Well, no, it would likely be an 8 p.m. start for them, and then like an early morning.
What am I going to watch an 8 p.m. start game that's not going to get done until 10 when
right.
I'm doing this?
And it's likely going to be a Sunday, like the World Cup champion, the final was on a Sunday.
But Spain is also like 8 hours.
Spain is ahead, yeah.
Right?
It's not quite as big of a difference. And at least on that one, they won't have to move the time of the year, so it'll still be the summer. That's the fear of the Saudi Arabia one. I don't know if they've confirmed it or not, but like, you can't play in the middle of the summer in Saudi Arabia. You're going to have to move it to the fall like they did with Qatar, and then it became a thing of you're going on in the middle of football season.
Yeah, dude, if it's football season for me, good job, Switzerland. Good luck.
Have fun.
I mean,
we're
going
to
get to probably the Sweet 16 and then be out again. That's the one that loses me, is the Saudi Arabia one. Because it's during football season.
Yes, agree with you there. And I saw, so Spain wins over the weekend. Second time around, I think, that they won the World Cup. Second time, I believe. I know it's their first since 2010. And a couple of players, and I believe this is a tradition that happened back in 2010 when they won. Ruiz and Gavi, I don't know how to say his last name. They were gifted their weight in tomatoes as a reward for winning the World Cup.
Pretty good gift.
Ruiz weighs 185 pounds.
Okay.
Gavi, or whatever you say his name, weighs 150 pounds. It's known, the area that they're from is known for its production of tomatoes. And so that was their, like, welcome home, here you go. What would you do if somebody gifted you your weight in tomatoes?
Make a lot of sauce.
How many are you giving away?
A lot.
Because
how
go
many
bad.
Tomatoes weigh 100? Like, how many tomatoes does it take to weigh 185 pounds?
Counter take. Nobody wants you to give them tomatoes.
No.
Cherry tomatoes? Maybe.
Maybe.
Regular sized tomatoes, I would actually be a little offended if you did unless I asked for them. So if I was to get my body weight, I'm 178 pounds right now.
Anywhere from 555 to 1,400 tomatoes, depending on the girth, the weight, and the size of the tomato. Wow.
So you're going to have to set aside a certain amount to freeze.
Have to.
A certain amount that you...
You're making a ton of marinara sauce. And a
but
ton
also,
of
if
salsa.
You're freezing tomatoes, it helps to cut them up and like there's things that you should do to make sure that the tomato stays viable when frozen. I don't think you're supposed to just freeze it. I mean, maybe you
I don't
can.
Have
I've
room
never tried
for
it.
That much sauce.
That's
so
what I'm
many
saying.
Jars of sauce.
There's like a thank you for the tomatoes,
you
but
donate
also
it. Maybe you find a place that makes food
to, right?
for the unfortunate, and you donate the food.
Go find a food kitchen or something.
I'd have to do that, yeah, because I would only keep like 8 tomatoes.
That's all I need. I don't need that many tomatoes. I like a salsa and a pasta sauce, sure. Just as much as the next guy.
Right.
But after a month of eating tomatoes, I'm like, dude, I can't eat all these tomatoes.
What is something they could give you with your weight in that you wouldn't give away?
Ooh.
Now, it can't be like, even steak to this degree. Like, you wouldn't know what to do with all that steak. But steak is something that you give to a friend and they go, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What is like a non that item?
Like charcuterie meat? Like, yeah.
Charcuterie meat?
Yeah. You would take, how much do you
how
weigh right
much
now?
Charcuterie meat would it take to get
I don't
to?
Know, buck 90?
You're buck 90?
To 190 yeah.
pounds? 190
pounds
of salami?
Because it's how many slices of salami?
That's just it. Be buying it a slicer. I'd have charcuterie every damn night. Be fantastic.
I think you'd be done with it after 2 days.
No.
That's so much salami.
I'm just picturing just a giant pile of salami stacked in front of Jason Swigart.
Well, there's different. You know, as long as it's not like the same one, but
yeah.
if it's
I love meat.
I do love meat.
You love meat.
I love meat.
I'm surprised you didn't go booze. Like, you're weighed in like a first class. Like, if you're playing this game out, you just won the World Cup for Spain, and somebody's like, dude, we'll give you 185 pounds of our most iconic bottle of booze.
Well, how many bottles is that, though? And like a standard
but this
size
is my
of
point,
booze,
though,
how
that
much is that?
This is my point. I want something that is nice, but also if it's lightweight, I don't know if I can handle that much volume. That's a lot of meat, man. That's the problem with the tomatoes. If you're giving me 600 tomatoes...
Would you rather them give you like... So this guy's how much? 185 pounds?
One guy weighs 100... reportedly, you know, yeah. 185, the other guy 150.
Like 185 bottles of wine?
But it wouldn't be 185. How many bottles of wine would it take to weigh 185 pounds? You're talking like, I could fill up a cellar with that. That's not bad.
So,
and those
yeah.
don't go bad, and I could get better
yeah.
with age.
Right.
You throw them down, and if you're a footballer in Spain, you probably got a wine cellar with you.
Right.
You're throwing those things down there. I'd take that in a heartbeat over the tomatoes.
I can't think of a food item outside of a meat that I would
either.
Want with that much.
Because you would have to have some sort of preparation and plan to use it, or you'd give it almost all of it away.
Yeah.
At which point, I would just say, thanks for the... 700 tomatoes. How about you leave me 25 and give the rest of them to a church or something? Do they need
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
is I didn't donate to a food kitchen.
I'll take 10 yeah. home. I'll yeah. chop them up. But outside of that, I'm good.
I mean, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah. I'm more often than not with the home garden. We don't have a good one anymore because we don't get a lot of sun in the backyard. But in other houses we've had, I get to the point in August where I'm like, I don't want to eat tomatoes anymore. And they just like, I'm out tomatoes.
What kind of tomatoes do you
I
grow?
Do all kinds. I do big tomatoes, little tomatoes.
I got a Roma
sweet
plant
tomatoes.
Grown, and I feel like I'm not going to net any tomatoes out of it.
It's early.
It is early, but it just doesn't feel like it's a good size, but it's
yeah.
not growing any more than I thought it would.
Not making the progress it needs to.
So yesterday after the show, I had to drive to Salem to my in-laws
mm-hmm.
because they have a peach tree.
Oh, you went to pick some peaches?
So we picked peaches.
Millions of peaches?
They bloom. Yeah, peaches for me.
Yeah.
They bloomed a little early.
Oh.
So we went down and we're picking them, right? The kids and I. And we're going, some are a little soft. Some are like firm soft, like perfect condition.
You big on the peach?
I love a peach.
Love a peach?
Picked the peaches, put them in a box, came home, gave some to my sister-in-law, realized still had about 18 peaches.
I still got a lot of peaches.
So
here.
I dove in, skinned a couple, diced them up. Skinned a couple, sliced them, froze those so we could use them for smoothies or something. Diced them for like oatmeal or smoothie bowls or...
A lot of work, man.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of parfaits. Chopping, a lot of going on here.
But I still have like 9 peaches
that's
that are
bad.
Whole.
Yeah.
And so I got a little bit of... And it's a self-created peach problem.
You grabbed too many peaches from the tree.
And then
you
we got to
bring them into the office, put them in the kitchen, say free peaches?
My daughter asked... what color are the peaches? And I said, well, they're like a orange hue with a little yellow and maybe like a dark kind of red.
Uh-huh.
She goes, well, yeah, but it's not the color peach. And I go, but they named it after peaches. And then we dove into the whole thing of like, how did they name that color peach when peaches don't look like that color?
That's not the color. That's not the right color.
Because if you look at a peach on like a photo.
Right.
It's not in any way what the peaches look like when you pick them.
No.
They're like a reddish, orangish yellow, more so than like the light orange color they seem to portray.
Can I give you a take? I'm not big on the peach. Not big on the peach.
Why?
It's low down on my fruit power rankings of fruit that I could buy.
Have you had like a real perfect juicy
peach? I've had
a
great juicy peach.
Not too soft, but not too firm.
A juicy peach is delightful. Yeah. No beef with the juicy peach. The pit's too big.
The pit's too big?
Too big of a pit. I want to eat my. I don't want to have to work around a pit.
Don't you get more from
cherries? Is about the biggest pit that I'm willing to deal with because I can do it myself in my mouth. Don't pull that, please. Don't pull that. You don't need to cut around it. You just, you know what I'm saying. It's a little pit. You just spit it out, and then you eat the cherry. It's very easy. The peach pit's big. That's a sizable pit. It's the fault of the.
Yeah.
Why can't we?
Do you like nectarines?
I mean, they're okay, but I don't buy nectarines
the same pit. It's
I don't like want to deal with the pit.
Cousins.
This is too much to deal with. Now you're making me work for my fruit.
What fruit doesn't make you work?
An apple.
You can't eat. You can only eat so much of an apple. You don't eat the core. You don't eat the stem. You don't eat
out.
The middle.
You just chew on it and you bite it and throw it away. Mm. It's gone.
I don't know, man. I didn't get more peach. Versus the pit versus what you do on an apple. Yeah. Unless you're getting one of those Honeycrisp apples.
Sure.
Massive apples.
The big kahuna ones, the
if
massive
you do the big
ones,
kahunas, yeah. Then you're getting a lot of apple. But if you're not doing the standard scientifically created apple, you're only going to get so much there.
Somebody's saying he's very, very offended that you assume people don't want tomatoes as gifts. I think this guy wants some tomatoes. Send
no,
some
I'm
tomatoes.
Just saying like... A lot of people grow tomatoes.
They do, yeah.
If you just showed up at my house and you're like, hey, dude, I got like 20 tomatoes.
Here's some tomatoes. Can I give you some tomatoes?
I wouldn't know what to do with 20 tomatoes.
Well, I got
to
work for these. I got to chop them up. I got to figure them out.
It's not that you don't want a gift. It's just simply pointing out. I've had people show up with squash. Like squash as big as like a foot and a half. And I'm like,
what am I going to do with that?
Now I have a squash just rotting away in my refrigerator.
Because you'll eat it once, you'll chop it up, you'll have some of it, but you're not going to eat the entire squash.
I'm squashed out.
Yeah, that's all the squash you can handle.
And I would also argue, you kind of need a limit on the fruit you're eating. You're complaining about the pit.
Right.
It's like buying seedless watermelon.
Yeah.
You're not eating a real watermelon.
No.
That's fake.
It's not.
We need obstacles in our lives. You got to check how much you're eating.
You want me to work for my fruit? That's what you want?
Yeah. Blueberry's a pretty good one, though.
But even, if you don't pick the blueberries, then you just shovel them into your mouth.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
You're not worried about the seeds of
but
those.
If you have like a blueberry plant, there is a work for that fruit. You got to go pick them. Teddy's into picking blueberries right now. We taught him blue ones, not green ones. He's into it. He'll go grab them out of the backyard all the time.
Oh, there's nothing better than going blueberry picking and filling a whole bucket.
It's a good thing. I made a promise yesterday. I'm going to go back on it for just a brief moment. And then we'll restart the promise. How about that? Because yesterday, Bill Orme reported that we had two county commissioners.
Oh, God. I thought we had a 24-hour...
I just want to give the full scope of the story. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
I'm just a newsman for a brief moment, okay?
Okay.
So Bill Orme says two county commissioners want to go back on the amount of money that they are giving the Blazers in the arena deal, which was, I think, $80 million, if I'm just ballparking, but I believe that was the number. And... It's like, oh, my God, here we go again, right? The county, oh, Jesus, another bad story. How much worse could this possibly get?
It could get worse.
It can, absolutely could. Now, this is where our guy, right, Gazaway, comes in. He was in studio yesterday with Patrick and Danny, and he was really good and kind of going through all this. He got more information on this to kind of put the full scope of it together. Mm-hmm. And so his thread, he's got a great thread, right, K2 on Twitter. You can go find the entire thing. But basically, the two county commissioners who floated this, it is being pointed out you need three votes from county commissioners in order to prove it. So there's only two of them right now. Then also on top of it, it came out the county chair is, what is her name? Jessica Vega Peterson.
She's pretty pro give the money.
Absolutely. She said, quote, "We all desire to reach a fair deal that keeps the Trailblazers in Portland and ensures a potential deal that benefits our entire community. Mm-hmm. The goal of this resolution is to strike the right balance. Basically adding, and I'm going to go through it, but basically said, we've worked to propose a resolution for weeks that incorporates feedback from everybody. These proposed amendments to lower the amount of money haven't been posted publicly or shared with me or other commissioners yet. This lack of transparency and good faith negotiating is disappointing. I am sure we will have a robust conversation this week, and I'll be proposing further amendments this Thursday. And then there's Commissioner Singleton, who is presiding over the Albina District area, basically came out with just like laying the hammer down. Quote, I think that Thursday is a time for us to really get everything out on the table and make sure that our amendments make sense for how the county should hold up, as well as knowing what the consequences of our decisions might be. She continued, my goal is to really find a fair deal that keeps the Blazers here, also does a number of community benefits to make sure the renovations include what the Portland Fire need as well, which is a funny forgotten part about all of this. Quote, I don't want to lose sight of this. Is not just a public asset. It's also in my district, and it's important. It's an important part of my district, and that walking away from this community and leaving a blighted area is not the right answer. So they said she's not seen the amendment from the other colleagues. It needs three votes to pass. They are meeting tomorrow, and I just wanted to give the because that was like one of those headlines. It's like, oh my God, here we go again.
Yeah,
which we've had a lot of lately. And thanks to Wright for kind of putting some context, because I don't know how any of this stuff works.
Yep.
From a county commissioner standpoint, that they need three votes right now. They have two. The other ones haven't even seen it yet. Their next meeting is tomorrow. There is your update.
Yeah, I mean, it's just more government bureaucracy crap that we got to get tied up in. I mean, I think this is a, it's just really interesting day to day, everything that comes out, that we read about, that we hear, and, you know, none of it's really changed all that much other than it's abundantly clear the Blazers are not participating right now, and I don't know if that changes today, tomorrow, or in a week, but it's just an odd thing. It's to the point where, you know, Zach Lowe on his podcast, don't move the team, that city, that fan base, they don't deserve it, it's ridiculous, yeah. Lock them down. I think somebody quoted Brian Windhorst saying the penalty for breaking the lease is to repay the local government cost of renovations. So it's not impossible. They just have to pay to get out, which is another idea that some locally might think that they're happening. I just, you telling me that, I roll my eyes.
Yeah.
Me reading about this politician saying this publicly and the team not coming to the negotiating table, I roll my eyes. And I continue to sit where I sat 2 days ago, 3 days ago, a week.
Yeah.
I don't know how, it's not done. I don't know how the league allows it.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, like how we've never moved a team. It's just simply being honest. They're bringing Seattle back, correct?
There are ownership groups ready, waiting in the wings.
Financially, it makes no sense for the league to allow expansion that's going to cost billions upon billions and then let Tom Dundon pay a couple hundred million to just move the team. They would lose money that way.
Right.
So Seattle, out.
Off.
Vegas coming in.
Same thing.
What does Vegas and Seattle do for the NBA from a scheduling standpoint if you have a Portland? It helps the travel, right? You have these back-to-back game series that we play now in the NBA because they limit the travel. Seattle having a team while we simultaneously lose a team, it just does not make sense to me.
Nope.
I was thinking about going to Kansas City tomorrow for the program because I'm trying to like get away from our bubble. Our bubble is toxic. It's politics. It's, hey, this guy doesn't like the funny. That guy does.
Right. They're fighting. They're squabbling. They're both being children.
I don't think Nashville and Austin are viable options for relocation. I think Memphis would be more likely to move to Nashville, and I think the Spurs, who already play multiple games a season in Austin,
would not be thrilled
will
with
not
that. Neither
vote
would
on
Houston.
It.
Neither would Dallas.
You have to have votes, teams, by the way, to approve this.
Yeah.
So when you go through some of the markets, like I've heard Tampa, Baltimore doesn't make sense to me because you've got the Wizards. Kansas City's always been thrown out there.
They have an arena.
So, like, I kind of think, like, going to a city like Kansas City, are they even talking about this?
Right. Is it even a thought? Is it even on their radar?
Because we're bringing up relocation, and I saw a blurb that Quick said that people within the organization off the record have basically say there's been zero talk about relocation, and that if it happens, they're going to quit.
Isaac Nsukh asked him about that yesterday, and he said there are people inside the organization saying if there's any indication that they were going to try and move the team, I wouldn't be working here because I have ties to Portland and I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying it's an impossible. I just think it's his biggest leverage play, and he's not cooperating, which I wish would change. It's ridiculous.
Yes, he looks like an absolute jackass.
He does, and he has for many people the entire way, right? The broadcasting news yesterday paired with this, but I think it's a leverage play because it just doesn't make sense in my mind for the league to say, yeah, let's lose Portland. since 1970. Yeah. Let's lose Portland.
Especially when they want another team in the Northwest to balance out the West and the East, to ease travel for some teams. Like, moving to Nashville, Tennessee does not solve any of those problems. We're talking about kicking a team from the West to the East, not adding another team to the Eastern Conference. And so that is, I just wanted to give the latest. I know we said we wouldn't talk about it today because it's nothing but depressing news.
Let the record state, you actually broke
I was the one that broke the promise. I apologize. I'll do 10 push-ups during the commercial break. But it is time for Stat or Story. And that is next on The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time. I just wanted to, like, some of this stuff is so confusing to follow.
It's the algorithm and timeline.
Yes, also just the quagmire that is local politics. This is from our friend Wright Gasaway just about 20 minutes ago on Twitter.
He reported something because he was tweeting us about college football.
Update from the Vince Jones-Dixon chief of staff, who I think is one of the county chairs? I don't know.
I love that going through this, every single one of us are like, who is this person?
Who is this person? I should know this person. And they are saying that they are ready to move forward. They want to send a message to the NBA that they're serious, comfortable with the funding proposal from the county chair, and there's still details to work out with the city. So my reading on that is the county thing that was thrown out, the little dust up that we had yesterday, has now been nipped in the bud.
I think those two people were told, shut up.
Just shut your mouth.
We're trying to get Tom to the table.
Let's not enter the room and make it about you right now.
Did you see Channing Frye, who is a local, by the way?
I did. He said the team's going to leave.
He said Moda Center is the oldest, crustiest arena in the league.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
People don't think it's bad.
I mean, it's not that bad, but
I mean, it kind of is when you comp it to a lot of arenas.
When you comp it to other arenas,
the Kings have a better arena than us.
They do, man. They light the beam. All right, I'll start out today. Let's get going here because we're already running late. Your number, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yep.
Your number is 57. 57. Is it the number of FBS wins in the head coaching career of Kalen DeBoer? So not counting, this doesn't count as Sioux Falls stop.
Sure.
Fresno State, Washington, Alabama. Does he have 57 career wins? Or is it the height of what is now known as the largest?
What?
I saw this and I had to put it in.
In what? Feet, inches, yards,
feet,
meters?
Feet, my apologies. Feet in the largest nutcracker.
I saw the
statue?
Story.
I guess, yeah.
It's a stat.
He's stat.
Stat.
Stat. Just ruin the game, huh?
Yeah, no problem.
Didn't ruin the game.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's a stat.
Hey, you play the game.
Yeah, 57.
Don't statues. Pick a story we all read.
Hey, we play to win.
Yeah,
tall.
We do. We play to win.
Kalen DeBoer's 57 wins.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Why would you create a nutcracker 65 feet tall?
I don't know.
Like,
would you
want to
go see
that?
It if you're driving through Southwestern Minnesota? You wouldn't want to go see a 66-foot-tall nutcracker?
Are you cracking a nut?
I don't know.
Does he crack big nuts?
Do you love the ballet? What are we doing?
Can you put a giant nut in his mouth and have it crack it? Like, what's the size of the nut that you would need for a 66-foot-tall nutcracker?
It's got to be like a 14.
How big do we think that mouth opens if you can open it?
10 to 15 feet,
that's a big
guess.
Nut. If they cracked that in his mouth, would you go see it?
Two-thirds of it is the legs that come down.
Yes.
Well, my great-grandparents had nutcrackers all over the house during Christmas. And I remember I got in trouble because I was caught trying to bust a nut. And my grandma goes, don't do that. And I said,
holy catfish!
Isn't this what it's for?
Yes.
And
isn't that the
like,
purpose?
It's decorative.
Yeah.
And I said, it's literally a nutcracker. You're supposed to be busting nuts with it.
Yeah, I never got the nutcracker thing. I never quite figured that one out.
Like, if it's not, why would you have it?
Like,
if
a little village, I could do that. I could, the Santa, the snow globes, the different Santa
lights.
Types, the lights.
I get it, yeah.
The nutcracker was one that just never quite resonated with me.
Because I don't think people actually use them to bust
Nobody does. Nobody's busting nuts with those things.
No way.
No, they're just sitting on a mantle somewhere.
And they're always painted the same. They're always, by the way, they're always anti-American. They're in their red coats.
They are red coats,
and I'm like, what are we doing with this?
This one in southwest Minnesota, very American, stars and stripes, and the mouth does not open, unfortunately.
Well, can you make, that's what I'm saying.
The mouth doesn't open.
Then it's not a nutcracker.
It's just a tall nutcracker.
It looks like a nutcracker. It's not a nutcracker.
All right, you or me?
I'll go.
All right.
Your number is 110. 110. Is it the total amount of wins for the University of Florida's football program since Urban Meyer left? Or is it the length of the world record Terramana Tequila foosball table released in Brooklyn during the FIFA World Cup?
This is in feet.
Feet, 110-foot foosball table.
Foosball table.
That's a pretty big foosball
table. That's a lot of levers. That's a lot of foosball.
How many players are on a 110-foot foosball table? That's a lot of players. Urban Meyer's last year in Florida was,
like, 15 years ago or something?
11-ish, I want to say, 12-ish, somewhere in there.
I should correct slightly.
Oh, we already have an addendum?
110 standard-sized foosball tables combined.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
That's not quite 110 feet, I wouldn't think.
It is not. It's much longer in feet.
I'm going to go story because you have 11 players on a soccer field. That would make sense as part of a marketing gig. And Florida probably hasn't won that many games.
Can you give me the logic of the story part of that? The amount of soccer players there are for foosball?
No, on a soccer team, you have 11 players on the field at any one time. So to have 110, obviously you're not going to do 11, you're doing 110.
Does that count the netminder?
Huh?
Does that count the netminder?
You go away. You shut up. That's a keeper, not a netminder. That's
minder
hockey.
Is a great name to call it. I love that.
That's hockey.
Is it? They call them netminders?
They call them netminders.
Is that new?
How many points did the Dodgers score against the Phillies last night? How many points did they have?
They got two. They got enough.
They had
all right, so yours is?
I'm going story.
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 Story. Story. Sorry. The Florida Gators have only won 110 football games since Urban Meyer last coached them in 2010.
2010 was his last year, yeah. So you're going 16 seasons, right?
Yeah.
16 seasons.
Ugh,
that's bad.
That's bad.
They have 4 double-digit win seasons since Urban left. Not been good down in Florida.
All right, how many foosball tables did they line up?
It's a 525-foot-long foosball table in Brooklyn, New York, brought to you by Terramana Tequila, which is the length of 112 standard-sized foosball tables.
Okay.
I just say this. There's a lot of great bar games. Foosball is the worst.
Foosball sucks.
I hate foosball.
Yeah, air hockey's way better.
Air hockey's
shuffleboard's
better.
Shuffleboard's way better.
Darts are better.
Darts are better.
The pool. Golden Tees video game is better.
Ski ball
is better. Ski ball is better.
I'm with you.
Hitting on chicks out of your league, that's better. Asking the bartender to bring your drink for the 9th time, that's better. Trying to leave the restroom without catching some kind of disease is a better game to play than foosball. I hate foosball. And yes, it's because I suck.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I'm terrible at it. Like 8 rows of little guys kicking a ball.
Do you just go solo, or do you usually have you? Do you pair up and have a team?
No, I got to pair up. I think you got to pair up.
I legitimately don't play.
Oh, okay.
I think it's twos on twos is way better.
Yeah,
you got to have an offense and a defense. You got to move the ball around a little bit.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, there's too many levers. I can't be pulling all those levers.
Foosball is the most unimpressive game you can possibly play and brag about.
Do people still play air hockey? Is air hockey still a thing?
At arcades.
At arcades.
Not at like bars.
Yeah. Air hockey in the man cave would be pretty cool.
If it's a real arcade style and you need to make sure...
You get the air blowing on there, you get the lights on there.
Well, we need to design a system where you can hit the puck as hard as you know you want to without it jumping the board or smacking your fingers.
Need bigger boards?
No, I don't know. They need to make the puck technology where you can hit it and not fly off the
table.
They
tell you a puck could leave the playing surface at any time.
No, you're not
keep
wrong.
Your head on a swivel when you're at a hockey game.
You're not wrong.
Your number is 3.
3.
Is it the total number of 10 win seasons in the history of Kentucky Wildcat football? Or is it
I know this answer.
The number of cups of coffee, according to a recent study, that say is healthy for your liver.
Stat. Well, it's 100% stat because I read both the story yesterday.
I saw the coffee one.
And I remember when Stoops got his 10-win season, they were like, it's the third time ever in the program's history this has happened.
Yeah, stat. Yeah. This is the downfall of having us all come up with one, is that we all look for weird oddity stories.
So there you go. 11-1 in 1950.
Doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
1977, they were 10-1.
That's borderline. Counts because the Blazers won the title.
Asterisk, though.
And then 10-3 in 2018 under Mark Stoops.
Do they claim a national championship in their history?
Because
if they do...
11-1, you should.
I quit. If they claim a national title, I quit.
Was Paul Bear Bryant was their head coach before he went back to Alabama.
Mm.
So there you go.
The Wildcats.
No, this is a study published by Hyun Seok Kim, reported by Infectious Disease Advisor. They studied over 350,000 people, found those consuming at least 5 cups per day have a lower risk of liver issues such as cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, and liver-related mortality. It is safe. It doesn't affect your heart as long as you don't add like sugar and
just a standard black coffee.
Just like a
black
dark
coffee.
Dark black coffee.
Just like I take it. 5 cups.
How many do you have a day?
Right around 4 or 5.
Now, is the thought process it's actually healthy for you or that it's an appetite suppressant and you don't eat as much?
No, for me, it's one, it's just getting me going, sort of thing.
Yeah, you got to have energy.
But yeah.
But I'm curious, is it the components of coffee that make the heart healthier? Or is it that you don't eat as much because you're on the go and you're energizing?
So you have 5 cups per day?
4 to 5, yeah. I don't have any once I'm done here in the morning.
So you're consuming 475 milligrams of caffeine per day.
Yeah, it says intake up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day, the equivalent of 5 cups of caffeinated coffee. Without added sugars or fillers, safe, doesn't increase cardiovascular risk.
Do you have a limit on your day where you can't drink anything with caffeine?
Yeah, for me it's noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't drink any caffeine at night.
Well, not night, but like if I gave you a cup of something at 3 o'clock, would you drink it?
I'd be okay doing it on a weekend. Like if I'm out and we're not working and we're at a nice dinner or something and it's like, hey, do you want a cup of coffee with your dessert? Like I'll do that on a Friday or Saturday.
Or every once in a while, I'll have like a Coke Zero in the afternoon if I'm, driving.
Coke Zero guy.
Yeah, that's my. I guess that counts. I guess technically, I then do occasionally have caffeine, but I don't view soda the same as coffee.
Diet Coke's like 40 milligrams.
Right.
There's
something in there. It's a little bit of a pick me up. A little bit of a boost. All righty, there you go. Well done, everybody. Although we saw 2 of the stories, that's okay. Delivers nonetheless. Let's wrap it up with a ranking that makes no sense to me, and a preview of the night ahead in sports. We'll wrap it up there next on The Fan.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, welcome back in. Last one for us today.
I'm telling you, stretch marks, no plastic. I'm in.
That conversation continues.
Wait is over.
Are we tired with this as a society?
I mentioned I wanted to play Halle Berry audio. She's talking about the moistness of something, and at her age, it's a good thing. But I don't think we can play the audio. I thought about throwing it in the magic hat tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm going to do it.
I think you shouldn't.
You might lose your marbles over there.
I don't think you're capable of getting through that segment in the appropriate manner.
I want to applaud her.
Well, she's being honest about how she
active,
feels.
She's going strong.
Yeah.
You know, things are flowing.
Nothing wrong with fixing how you feel. But I've come to appreciate the all natural a lot.
A ranking came out that got me very upset. I will get to that in a moment. But before we do need to check in on an old friend of ours.
So you smoking crack?
Oh, I saw this.
Hell no.
Yeah.
This is a football nightmare, brother. That don't piss you off, dude. The honeymoon's over.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is over.
If you don't know who that is, his name is Legend, and he famously called into the Paul Feinbaum show. He's done it for years, but his most iconic call where these showed up.
We'll send a U-Haul to your ass. Mm.
It showed up after, remember, Alabama beat Georgia 2 years ago in Kalen DeBoer's first season, and then the next week they went on the road to Vanderbilt and they lost to Diego Pavia. Yeah. And this, he called
Andy
in.
Is my daddy.
Gave one of the all-time moments. Now, to his credit, I did not realize this. Our guy Gary Legend Wilson turned that into a job at WJOX in Birmingham. He hosts a show.
They gave him a show?
He hosts a show. Let me find...
You don't lose the Vanderbilt.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not worthy. Obviously, he's giving us some great stuff.
We can't trust your ass now.
What was I got? It's like, I think
Are
it's
you
like
sure a, he hosts one, a show
100% sure,
like a daily show,
a Saturday morning show. That's what it does. Okay. I was all looking for it. So he hosted Saturday morning show. WJOX, big station in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's massive,
big
it's
college football,
one
right?
One of the biggest stations in the country,
dude. The guy parlayed calls on Feinbaum into a gig. Respect the hustle,
yeah.
So he shows up at SEC Media Days and he was warned, I guess, that like, hey. We don't really want you here. I don't know what if it's because of the calls or if he said other things on the air.
Got a media credential, at least.
You would think, right? And so he's walking around at SEC Media Days, and late Tuesday morning, the SEC Director of Communications, Craig Pinkerton, I love that he's a Pinkerton, told Legend he needed to leave the floor.
I had a PE teacher named Pinkerton.
The damn Pinkertons.
She was great.
And he was like, he started protesting, like, what are you talking about?
Wake the hell up.
I ain't getting the hell out of here. He gave him a...
That don't piss you off, dude.
And they literally, security at SEC Media Days grabbed him and dragged him out of the building. And he was escorted out of SEC Media Days.
Oh, he was like pushing back? And
he was like refusing to leave. He's like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm here. I have a credential.
That's crazy.
I don't know if there's more to the back. That's
what
I just saw the headline.
What a soft-ass conference.
Yeah, it's really
Can't
weird.
Can't win a title. Let's break away from the NCAA. Can't win a title. Hey, we didn't play tough teams in dog conference. You know Can't beat Vanderbilt. Get him out of here. He's asking hard questions.
It's quote on
And
this.
I tell you this. I've been a big Kalen DeBoer fan. Kalen DeBoer has a lot of the spotlight on him this season. I don't think he gets fired if they're like 8-4, but that's kind of about wheelhouse of where Vegas thinks they're going to be.
God, if they go 8-4, Alabama fans
they're
are
not going to fire him.
Lose
they
their
just
ass.
Gave him the extension.
Oh, he's not going to get fired, but the fan base will hate his
I would
guts.
Make an argument. He actually would do himself a lot of good allowing Legend to talk to him.
Ooh.
Because
dude, the Ted Lasso, the critiquing dude, fans invite him to practice, let him chirp.
I just think you can easily manipulate how people feel. People are always critical, and then they get a relationship, and you suddenly find out they're not critical anymore.
Mm.
It happens in the media, and it would happen with fans. If Kalen DeBoer sat down, took his jokey questions, talked about how disappointed he's been, why haven't they broken through, Kalen DeBoer could navigate those waters.
Yes,
and I would argue if you're Kalen, you throw in and go, dude, your Vandy rant was great. Also, Vandy last 2 years... Pretty good program, is it not?
Right.
Now, Clark Lee's not no bum.
Ended up not being that bad of a loss in the hindsight of it. You just lost to Vanderbilt, and it took you a while to process losing to Vanderbilt, because you don't lose to Vanderbilt.
But instead, somebody from Alabama's handling saw him and was freaking out and probably had him escorted.
So I was reading through an update on the story. He did not have a media credential. But to his point,
okay.
He said there were 30 people in here without credentials, and they just came and singled me out and started yelling in my face. And then he added this quote to Alabama.com. Quote, they got every podcaster and basement dweller in the country at this meeting with credentials, and he wants to come after Legend? I'm on TV. I'm on radio. I think he's got a problem with Legend personally.
Are you smoking crack?
And I think it's discriminatory. I'd love
this is a football nightmare, brother.
If you're Legend, you have to talk in the third person, do you not? Like, that's a requirement if your nickname is Legend. You just have to go third person at all times. Coming after Legend, coming after me.
Yeah.
There's an update out of SEC Media Days as the world turns. I saw this one, and, you know, I always look for an opportunity to Quake Take when I get the chance. Brought to you by fill in the blank here. This one, pretty solid Quake Take. We are in ranking season right now in the NFL. We got to rank who are the best wide receivers. Who are the best quarterbacks? We get those. College football, we're getting them as well. Rankings coming out. The best programs in college football right now. Are you ready for this list?
Is this in an order of any?
This is, so it's a USA Today ranking.
Okay.
And they do a really weird thing where they try and act as if it's an all-time ranking mixed with a current ranking. if that makes any sense. Like, that's where you're at right now, but an all-time ranking.
Okay.
Ohio State 1, Alabama 2, Georgia 3, Notre Dame 4, Texas 5. No issues, right? LSU 6, Michigan 7, Oklahoma 8, Miami 9. Probably no problems. South Carolina 10.
Isn't South Carolina like Kentucky? They just don't have like a lot of great...
I mean, they're probably better than Kentucky, but they're not one of the 10 best programs either currently or ever.
Isn't
in this
Spurrier
in the sport.
Their GOAT? He had like a couple 10-win seasons?
That's all they had.
That's crazy.
What?
You got to feel slighted on that.
Oregon was 11th. That's why I felt slighted.
Oh, I feel pretty slighted, yeah.
Excuse me? The Gamecocks? Get out of here. And if it's an all-time ranking, USC's not even there.
Neighborhood Restaurant Group, poll questions of the day. Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Lorehorse Market. We got a laundry list of them. Do you have them?
I got them up. Let's go through the results very quickly as I pull them up. It was a fun day of poll questions yesterday and today. Your poll questions read as follows. What name should I pick for the second child? Marty, Wyatt, Rudy, or Chuck, Charlie? Marty is getting a lot of energy in the office right now.
Go, Marty.
33% are saying Charlie or Chuck. And then quickly, if you ruptured a testicle in a baseball game, would you wear a cup for the rest of your career? 83% of you say yes. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.